أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد جعلنا في السماء بروجا وزيناها للناظرين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the absurd request that the mushrikeen and the disbelievers made to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to their request by informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whatever mocking request or request they are making in order to mock the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the type of remarks that they are making, the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam experienced similar type of occurrences when it came to their people, and they also made those type of foolish requests and so forth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that no matter what miracle we manifest at your hands, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they will come up with some absurd accusation against you that you have bewitched them or you have performed witchcraft on them, and this is no miracle but it is part of sorcery. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shifts away from the discussion and he now focuses on the creation. They are asking for a miracle and they're saying that if a miracle is manifested, then they will believe in Allah and they will believe that there is a supreme divine being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why await for a miracle? Study the creation, study the earth, study the cosmic creation. That alone, when you study it, its perfection, the precision, and the amazing phenomena with which it was created and on which it exists is a good enough miracle and proof and evidence to point out and to direct you towards the divine supreme being Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah says in ayah number 16 of Surah Al-Hijr, وَلَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا فِي السَّمَاءِ بُرُوجًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we certainly created, جَعَلْنَا, we made, or we placed, or we created, فِي السَّمَاءِ, in the heavens. Ya as-sama is referring to anything that's beyond our atmosphere, space, what we refer to as space. Space in the Quran is also referred to as sama, right? Literally translated as the sky, also translated as heavens. There's a difference between heaven and paradise, of course. Here we can translate it as space. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have placed in the sama buruj. We have placed buruj. Buruj is a plural of burj. Now burj, we know normally when we go Makkah, Mukarramah, there's burj, abraj. We have abraj zamzam, and burj, Hilton, the towers, referred to as towers. So literally burj refers to huge towers or huge castles or palaces. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says he has placed in the sama buruj. Buruj referring to these stellar formations, huge formations or clusters of stars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have placed them there and we have created them in the atmosphere, these buruj. وَزَيَّنَّاهَا. And Allah says, we have beautified it. We have beautified space. We have beautified the sky, لِلنَّاظِرِينَ, for those who look at it. Something that's very popular, well, not in the city, but when we go to the countryside, is something we look forward to, is stargazing. Because it's such a beautiful phenomenon. And Allah speaks of it here. Allah says, لِلنَّاظِرِينَ, those who are looking and gazing towards the sky and admiring the beauty. Allah says, we have beautified the skies for those who look at it and appreciate its beauty. وَحَفِظْنَاهَا. Allah says, we have guarded the skies, the heavens. We have guarded it. حَفِظْنَاهَا, we have protected it and guarded it. Against what? Allah says, مِن كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ. مِن كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ رَجِيمٍ, from every accursed devil and shaitan. They are not allowed to enter a certain zone of the cosmic world. Allah said it is guarded, it is protected. They are not allowed to go beyond a certain point. They are rajim. When was this? Before Iblis, the devil was expelled from heaven, they had free access. They had free access to enter and go beyond that certain zone. But the moment he was expelled from Jannah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had now placed restriction on shaitan and his forces. So Allah says it is guarded and it's protected against every devil who is accursed and who was expelled. Illa man istara qasam. Allah says, but they are from amongst them, they are those who eavesdrop. Allah is giving us a peek into what happens in the cosmic world. Allah says there are those devils that sit in ambush in a certain zone. It is before the zone that they have been banned from entering. وَإِنَّا كُنَّا نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ لِلسَّمْعِ. In Surah Al-Jinn, the jinn themselves, they acknowledge that previously, before the revelation of the Quran, inna kunna naq'udu minha, we would sit minha close to the heavens, we would sit in this atmospheric zone, in the atmosphere, but before the heavens, we would sit over there, inna kunna naq'udu minha maqa'ida, we would sit in ambush, hiding. Why do they go up there and sit there? Whether it is in the clouds or beyond the clouds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly where. Why? Listen, they used to eavesdrop and listen to the conversation of the angels. Now, there are some discussions here in the books of Tafsir. That one is, of course, they have been banned. Now, the banning happened, as we explained, after Iblis was expelled. However, they were allowed to come right to the borderline. And they would sit there, these jinn and these shayateen, and they would overhear the conversations amongst the malaika. The malaika would speak amongst themselves regarding the occurrences and the happenings and the decisions that were taken in Jannah and that were taken by Allah, and they would listen to this, the jinn, and they would then come back, and the shayateen, they would come back and they would share this information with fortune tellers and with magicians and so forth. And they would eavesdrop. So they were not allowed to do this. However, if they were found or they were caught or captured doing this, then they would just be expelled and they would be chased away from those positions that they had. But when the Quran was revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا مَنِ اسْتَبَقَ السَّمْعَ. But there are those who eavesdrop from amongst the shayateen and the jinn. What happens to them now? After the revelation of the Qur'an, فَأَتْبَعَهُ شِهَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's a shihab. A shihab is a star or a meteor that's glowing with fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it chases behind them. It literally blows them out of the atmosphere. But that only happened after the revelation of the Qur'an. So sometimes we see a falling star or we see a meteor known as a shooting star. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those meteors that you see that are glowing with fire and flame and the falling star, it is directed at one of these devils that are trying to eavesdrop and listen to the conversations of the malaika. However, this phenomenon only happened after the revelation of the Quran. So before the revelation of the Quran, there were falling stars, and there were these meteors flying around in space, but they had no specific purpose and objective, right? So it doesn't contradict the scientific explanation. It did exist even before the revelation of the Quran. However, after the revelation of the Quran, now they had a specific direction. When that meteor would be flying or that shooting star would be falling, it would have a specific target and it blows out that devil or that shaitan that set himself up in ambush in order to overhear the discussions and the heavenly conversations that would take place amongst the malaika. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.